Christianity was adopted in Iceland in the year 1000. Over the next several centuries, Icelanders founded a Christian church and adopted Christian medieval culture. They established two bishoprics, one in Skálholt in South Iceland and the other in Hólar in Hjaltadalur in North Iceland. They divided the country into parishes and ordained a tithing tax. They learned to write with a Latin alphabet on skins and began to write laws and stories in their own native language, Old Norse. The priest chieftains, or goðar, who had directed heathen religious practices, were district chieftains in the administrative system, which is either called chieftain's rule or the Commonwealth. Everyone was supposed to be affiliated to a priest chieftain, belong to his sphere of influence, or goðorth, as it was called. They lay claim to the goði's protection against any kind of aggression, for all men were obliged to follow their goði when, for example, he had to drive a gang of robbers from the area. There was constant minor strife in the country between individuals and small groups of people, and no single party had the function of keeping the peace. Iceland was so far from other countries that there was no need for joint national defence. The Atlantic Ocean protected the country against foreign armies. According to the law, the head of every family had a right to choose the goðorð to which his home belonged. This entailed a trace of democracy, although it covered only male farmers and women took no part in governing. Democracy was also limited among farmers, because there was no central government to monitor whether goðar permitted or tolerated farmers shifting from one goðar to another. There are known instances of goðar driving farmers they did not trust from their area. Icelanders lived on scattered farms, and their livelihood was mainly raising sheep and cattle. Their means of transport and transportation were horses and boats. The main export product was a thick material woven from wool. Not much grain was grown, but fisheries were a considerable supplement to agriculture. By fortunate coincidence, the best fish migrations occurred along the country's south and west coasts in the latter part of winter, when there was little to do in the countryside. Fisheries, therefore, became seasonal work for people in rural areas.